Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today. The subject is one that many do not want to talk about, do not understand, have not paid any attention to. It's in the 17th chapter of the book of the Revelation. It's talking about the great whore. It's the Babylonian church, the prostituted church. It's the church that will exist after the rapture of the church. The true church is raptured out. It's the church that will exist during the days of the tribulation. It's the church, according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 1, that will be supported by the government. It will be a governmentally supported church. This is the reason I said several years ago when George Bush was in office and he set up a program, federal program, for the federal program to offer funds and provide assistance to churches, I said to myself, don't you dare. That is a good indicator of where the world will go after the true church is raptured out. I believe we have Jim on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Brother Davis, Brother Youngblood, how are you this afternoon?
Doing good. We're blessed.
Yeah, glad. I wanted to touch on a topic you mentioned there about a cross-dresser preaching from the pulpit there. I read an article on that gentleman the other day. He calls himself Penny Cost.
That's P-E-N-N-Y, then C-O-S-T.
Yeah, and it's a play on Pentecost, obviously, yeah. But to me, it just brings a verse to my mind that when God says in Romans there that I will turn them over to a reprobate mind, and what we're seeing is the chapter 17 of Revelation. And I appreciate both of you gentlemen and your message, and I want you to know that I pray for both of you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Words of encouragement.
God bless you both.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I pray that it's a blessing to others today. But yes, we're talking about that. It is taking place in our churches today. It's watering down, diluting the name of the church and the destroying the reputation of the body of Christ. And we're watching the stage being set for this. But when this church comes to full fruition, it will be after the rapture of the church. After the rapture of the church, the amalgamation of all of these, all of the residuum, that's the residual, that's the remnant of the denominational churches left. And by the way, when you look at it, we'll see it in just a moment, it's headed up out of the city of Seven Hills. It's headed up out of Rome. And the Romish system today is out trying to amalgamate all other religions and denominations into one. But we're seeing this great whore that sitteth on many waters. We see the popularity. We see the perversion where it says is intoxicated, controlled by the religious system. We see the power in that third verse. I saw a woman, that's the whore, the harlot, sit upon the scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, that's cursings, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And by the way, this is the same name, same illustration, the same indication it's given in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 1. It is the Antichrist. It is the man of sin, the world ruler, the head of the future world government system that the church will be riding upon the back of. That means that the governmental system in that era, the days of the tribulation, will be supporting the false, phony, prostituted great whore called the church of the days of the tribulation.
Amen.
Is what the scripture is talking about. There's a day coming when the church and the government will be in league. Today, Pastor, one of the things that we see is the government is against the church, the body of Christ. The government is doing everything antithetical to supporting the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the government hates the church, the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is the reason people see representatives like Jerry Nadler in the U.S. House of Representatives that made a statement that God's will has no place in the halls of Congress, and that's showing disdain for the body of Christ today. But there'll come a day when this false, phony, apostate, prostituted, great whore church will be embraced by the governmental system of the days of the Antichrist being in control. It's the political system being wed with the religious system. Will not be Christ. It will not be the body of Christ, but the religious system. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's in that fourth verse what I call her prosperity. It is a major, major thing. It says, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Most churches today will not acknowledge Islam. Most churches today will not acknowledge, recognize the great prosperity that's hoarded in the Holy See in Rome, which is the Roman Catholic Church. We see the religious system of that day being a prostituted church, and we see that prostituted church itself is wealthy rather than in the Word. It's wealthy in the world. It's wealthy in the goods of the world, not wealthy with the Word of God and not what God's Word will have.
Amen.
They are
Amen.
Prosperous in the world, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, not realizing they have poverty in the Word.
Amen.
There's a vast difference in prosperity in the world and poverty in the Word. That's the condition that the false church will be in that day.
Amen.
The trappings of the religious ecclesiastical system is very seen in the pomp and the personalities and the position that is there. But ladies and gentlemen, we see her pollution. Pastor, in that fourth verse, the scripture says, having a cup, golden cup, in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Amen.
The Bible doesn't mince any words. The Bible is very, very clear. The Bible describes this as utter filthiness and pollutions in this adulterous relationship with the world. And yet today, we find denomination after denomination embracing the world, embracing the sin of the world. And I'm saddened to say, ladies and gentlemen, that every denomination on the face of the globe today, in some fashion, greater or less, have embraced the sodomite lifestyle, have embraced the sin of the world, bringing the world in. Pastor, I've said that most pastors are looking at the numbers, nickels, and noses and not looking at the Word of God.
Amen.
They're looking
Amen.
To how can we fill the pew? How can we fill the offering plate? How can we have the great numbers that can be bragged about in conventions and meetings of pastors? I never will forget, if I can tuck this in, and time really doesn't allow it, but I need to do this. A number of years ago, Pastor, in fact, it's been 40 years ago, we had not been long started this work here, and I was attending some of the local Association of Baptist Churches meetings and thinking that that's what I need to do. And at that time, out of about 415 Baptist churches, there was about 8, 10, 15 pastors meeting. And they'd sit there, and the major thing they wanted to talk about was how wealthy their holdings were, how was the value of their church property, how many people they had on the rolls, what was the offering last month, how many people they were adding to the rolls, et cetera, et cetera. They were talking about numbers, nickels, and noses. And after the third or fourth meeting of wasting my time, I promised God as I drove back to this church, I said, God, if you'll deliver me, I'll never go back to one of these meetings again and waste
Amen.
Your time.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What you find today so much.
Amen.
It's not a matter of what does the Word of God say. How can we reach people with the gospel? How can we impact lives for eternity? How can we see that folks are saved and snatched out of the jaws of hell? But what can we do to brag about our numbers, nickels, and noses? Ladies and gentlemen, be warned of these religious systems that lift up a person or a pope or some major personality rather than lifting up the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in what's said and done. I believe it's a stench in the nostrils of God. This scripture says in this verse that it's an abomination.
Amen.
That word
Amen.
Abomination means it's a stench.
Amen.
It's filthiness. Literally, it's impure. It is unclean. It's dirty in the sight of God.
And God
That's
hates
what the scripture
it.
Says.
Amen.
And God hates it.
Amen.
Exactly
Amen.
Right.
And you know, Dr. Youngblood, the information that I gathered through my research on just this one, this fourth verse, let me know that even down through history, Dr. Youngblood, we have it already recorded how many times popes, bishops, cardinals, all these different people have been caught up in fornication.
Yes, yes.
In homosexual affairs with the choir and altar boys mm-hmm. in the church.
Yes.
Yet and still, people still want to support them. Yes. I just don't understand.
And
that.
It's that same mentality, that same mindset, that same culture that will dominate this false, phony church called
Amen.
The Great Whore that God is ultimately going to judge. And he will judge this great whore, this prostituted church, this apostate church, this Babylonian system. God will judge it by the very nations that will support that church, that false, phony religious system, that same governmental system, which will be the Antichrist system of that day, will crush the church.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Where it's headed in this 17th chapter of the book of the Revelation.
Amen.
So we see there, God says it's an abomination that's a stench in the nostrils of God. In verse 5, we see the scripture says, the mystery Babylon, the great, her name is called mystery. We see the phoniness. This is not the city of Babylon. It is not the city of Babylon that's found on the Euphrates River, but it is explained in verses 9 and verse 18 what that means. Read
Amen.
For us, if you will, Pastor, verse 9 and verse 18. And
Amen.
It explains the mystery Babylon statement. Many people get confused with that.
It says here, verse 9, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth.
Mm-hmm.
That described Rome.
That's right.
Amen. And it goes to verse 18 and said, and the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And as I did that study, Dr. Youngblood, I was so amazed to see, just to find out, starting in verse 3 and 4,
yes.
Scarlet is the color of the beast, also of the dragon mm-hmm. in Revelation 12 and 3, and is also the color of the papacy.
Yes.
Then the papal throne is scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
It is borne by 12 men clad in scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
The cardinal's hats and robes are scarlet. And the devil's color is scarlet. Revelation 12 and 3.
Right.
All of these things are pointing towards, just like you said, an apostate church and the leader being the beast, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, but Satan is behind it all.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's difficult to segment and segregate one text out of the book of the Revelation because it's the chronology of things to come after the rapture of the church. And we've already been introduced to Revelation 13, if you've studied the book of the Revelation, to the Antichrist and the false prophet. And here we're finding the Antichrist, the government system, basically supporting the false apostate great whore church and the false prophet being the religious leader.
Amen.
That religious leader will be the one that's the head of the false church in that era after the rapture of the church.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as Pastor Davis just said, this apostate, prostituted, false, popular church is headquartered in Rome.
Amen.
And the only place that we see where it's talking about the city on seven hills, you go back to any nation, you go back to any eschatology study, you can go back to any world history study, and then when it talks about the city on seven hills, it's talking about Rome.
Amen.
And so this false, phony, prostituted, popular, very, very prosperous false church will be headquartered out of Rome.
Amen.
Now, a lot of folks might get a little uptight, Pastor, when we talk about that, but we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the false prostituted church headquartered out of Rome will be talking about headquartered out of the Holy See. Now, listen carefully. Some have asked the question, do I believe that the false church, the prostituted church, will be Rome, the Romish system? Absolutely. But it would be after the amalgamation of all of the other systems of religion,
Amen.
Including, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, including Islam. At this very moment, the Pope is signing letters of agreement and understanding with the imams and the grand poobahs, as I call them, of the Islamic faith, Islamic false, phony religion, that they can be wed together. He is bringing the world's denominations and religions together as no other pope in the history of the world.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That is the setting the stage for this that we see in the Revelation text in Revelation 17. And notice, Pastor, the posterity of the scripture, I call it there in the fifth verse, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Mother indicates daughters.
Amen.
Mother indicates daughters. Mother indicates posterity or offspring. And many of these prostituted false religions, but there's one mother of all, and that is the Romish system that will be headquartered out of the Holy See in Rome, and that will be the place of domicile for this false, phony, prostituted great whore that the Bible is talking about.
Amen.
After the rapture of the church, all the false religions will unite into one world council of churches, as it's been called since the 50s. Since the 50s, ladies and gentlemen, they've had the World Council of Churches, where there's a movement to bring under the umbrella of the World Council of Churches all denominations. And it will have the same dominating demonic spirit as you find today. It's happening right now. But
Amen.
Then the persecution's found in that sixth verse. Pastor, read verses 6 and following, about 6 through about 10, 11, 12.
Amen. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, and goeth into perdition. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've not picked up on it, we're in Revelation, the 17th chapter. Our study today, we're talking about the great whore. That's the Babylonian system. It is the false, phony religious system. It's the amalgamation of the residuum of all of the denominations around the world after the rapture of the church, after the true church has been raptured out. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. If you have some questions about Revelation 17 or other theological doctrinal subjects, love to hear from you today. That telephone number is 831-0917. I'd love to have you call in and let's answer your questions. But we're talking about, Pastor, looking at that sixth verse, I call it the persecutions. We're talking about seeing not only the phoniness and the posterity of the mother of harlots and the abominations of God of the earth, but her persecutions. She's drunken, the scripture says, with the persecutions of Christians, that is the slaughter, put to death of those who follow Jesus Christ and
not
the harlot church being persecuted, believers down through the centuries. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that you may have never heard before, but let me just share with you a couple of things in relationship to that. Some might recall, if you've studied any world history, but the Inquisitions was the church court that is going to have those Christians of that era punished because of being called heretics. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, back at the hands of some of the major inquisitors, the generals of that era out of the Roman Catholic Church, about 1483, for example, burning alive of some 2,000 prisoners of the Inquisition. He burned at the stake some 10,000 people. During the three successors, an additional 8,000 were destroyed. During the Inquisitions alone, some 200,000 suffered punishment and persecution simply because of their faith in Christ and not following the doctrines, as it was called, of the Romish system of that day. But ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a religious system that's popular, that's phony, that has great prosperity and that has a great posterity, that is a number of others being brought into the vacuum of that. John said in that sixth verse, the latter portion, I wondered with great admiration, that is great wonderment. John says, Pastor, as he's being shown what's taking place, can you imagine him? He was amazed, and he says, it is great amazement and perplexity. John said, I don't understand it. I can't fully fathom it. What I'm being shown of this harlot church system, I cannot fathom it. Verse 7 says, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carrieth her, which had the seven heads and 10 horns.
Amen.
Literally, the angel said, John, don't be amazed.
Amen.
I'm about to
Amen.
Tell you, son.
Amen.
I'm about to show you what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And then it sees the power in that eighth verse. The angel shows John the great whore, the prostituted church, the prostitute church of that day. It's empowered by Antichrist, the beast, of Revelation 13, verses 1 through 8. The Antichrist is killed and resurrected to life, according to Revelation 13. And this demonic power, this false prophecy, this false prophet system, the religious leader and the false religious system is empowered, upheld by Satan and the Antichrist of that day.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
In that eighth verse, so the punishment is there. God has a plan. Ladies and gentlemen, God's got a plan. God has a plan for the Antichrist and for the demons and the harlot church to go into perdition, the scripture says in that eighth verse. And it's a certainty of the future punishment of the false church, the false, phony, prostituted world system. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote there. If you're in a church today and you're depending on your church membership to save you, you're lost. If you're in a church today and you're depending on good works to save you, you're lost. If you're in a church today and you're depending on denominational name tags to save you, you're lost.
Amen.
If you're in a church today and you think because you're faithful every Sunday and that's the end of it, you're lost. If you're in a church today and you think that somehow, some way, when death comes and you simply say, well, I was a good member, I was a good person, I paid my tithes, I was there every Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, you need to check up to see if you're in see if you'll be saved. Salvation is by faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ alone.
Amen.
Nothing
Amen.
More and nothing less.
Amen.
No church membership will save you. No doing good works will save you. It's a matter of knowing Jesus Christ. And the way you do that is say, Lord Jesus, I'm lost. I'm on my way to a devil's hell. I know I'm lost. And Lord Jesus, though I can't fathom it, I can't fully understand it, I know that you died on the cross to shed your rich red royal blood for my sins. Had I been the only person in the world, and right now, Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart and save me.
Amen.
Help me to live for you because you died for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's biblical salvation in a nutshell. Nothing more, nothing less. Denominationalism won't do it. And if you say yes to Christ now, you will not be in that prostituted, phony, popular church called the Great Whore.
Amen.
In Revelation
Amen.
17.
Amen. So the bottom line of what you're trying to say, Dr. Youngblood, and what we're trying to get over to the audience on today, especially
yes.
to the church.
Yes.
Verse 8 says, be sure your name is written down.
Absolutely.
Make sure that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life while you have the opportunity now to get it straight.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're not here to play church.
That's right.
It's time out for that. It's time for us to get real
time
with
get
Christ
real.
And
yes,
be
sir,
serious
brother.
About our salvation.
That's right.
This is what I'm telling all of my loved ones on today, my friends, everybody that I see and know.
Stop
I want
church.
You to be able to escape
yes.
this damnation that's coming upon the face of the earth
yes.
by being able to be raptured out of here and go with us.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm going.
I'm ready.
I'm going up. Amen. Amen. It's a good thing. Amen. It's a good thing
that's
to know.
And I keep saying, look up, lift up your heads, for our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
I believe we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, why does the Antichrist turn on the false religious system and destroy the false religious system?
My.
That's a good question. The Bible does not give a definitive answer other than the fact that basically, as you look at the whole text, the whole 18 verses, you find the false religious system becomes so putrefied, even the false system, i.e. the Antichrist system, will be revolted by it and will turn on that system. Secondly, I believe it will be part and parcel because it talks about the whole world being prostituted and brought into the system. The Antichrist system will discover that through this false Romish system that it will bring in, if you please, the political leadership that the Antichrist then will want to crush the church, the false church, albeit, but want to crush the church as a result of that.
Amen. Amen. And here's my thoughts on that, Brother Joseph. Well, what I think it is, what the reason why I think he would do that is because anything that resembles Christ, he hates it. So his true motives are actually going to come out, Dr. Youngblood, because of religion being styled after what Jesus Christ taught while he was here on the earth in order to get the church together. Now, since Christ is gone and these people have gone through the motions, the formalities, amen, and they resemble anything that pertained unto the righteousness that Jesus Christ did, now he's going to turn and destroy them also.
Can I give my two cents about it?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering if, you know, like all tyrants, once he's firmly established as the world leader, he does not need the false prophet. He no longer needs him, and he don't want to share any of the spoils with the false prophet, and it's like there's no honor among thieves. I mean, he just gets rid of him. The real power is the political power, not the religious power.
Absolutely. Amen. That's a good insight on it. That's a good overview of it. Absolutely. And it's because the Antichrist is the ultimate dominating force of that day. In fact, if you don't bow down and worship the false prophet, according to Revelation 13, and then you find also in Revelation 13, you won't be able to buy, sell, trade, or do anything without having the mark, the indication of your allegiance with and identification with the Antichrist. And so that's absolutely right. But the bottom line is that's being done at the hand of government. But the bottom line is it's God that's doing the destruction of that false, phony, great whore prostituted church.
Amen.
God says, I'm not going to allow that to continue to take place under my name when it's false and phony and a prostituted religion. God is the one that's ultimately doing the destruction, but it's at the hand of government. Amen. And as you said, at the hand of government out of the ire of the Antichrist that doesn't want anything to be more dominating and more powerful than he.
Amen. But
you're exactly right, Joseph.
Amen. Amen. And that's the perfect answer, Dr. Youngblood, because you look at verse 17 right there. It says, for God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will.
Absolutely.
And
Amen.
To agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled.
Absolutely.
God is still in control.
It's God's sovereign control.
Praise Absolutely. God. Amen.
Joseph,
praise
thank
him.
You so much for your call, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a study that I believe that every Christian needs to understand, need to get a handle on, and that's Revelation, the 17th chapter, the Great Whore, the Babylonian system, the Babylonian religious system. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.